But Bar Bai gives a pruta to Shliach without realizing that that pruta is Hegzer. Amar lo havi li bechet yeneros u bechet yepsilot. The Bar Bai requested that the Shliach should use half the pruta to buy a candle holder and the other half to buy him whips. Halach behavi lo bekula neros u bekula psilos. And instead, the Shliach used the entire pruta to buy neros or the entire pruta to buy psilos. He didn't buy half a pruta of each like he was requested to do. Osha amar lo havi li bekula neros. Or the Baal Bais gave a pruta shohegdus to the shliach and told him to use the entire pruta to buy him neros, or the entire pruta to buy him psilos. Halach behavi lo bechetya neros u bechetya psilos shneim lo malu. And the shliach instead used half the pruta to buy neros and half the pruta to buy psilos. Even though the Baal Bais requested him to use the entire pruta for neros or for psilos, he instead used half the pruta for neros and half the pruta for psilos. Neither the Baal Bais nor the Shliach are chayit to bring a korban me'ilah. The reason being is that in order to be chayit to bring a korban me'ilah, you have to be ma'il on an entire pruta of hegdish, and in this case, neither the Baal Bais nor the Shliach were ma'il on an entire pruta. Each one was only ma'il on half a pruta. And since in both cases, the Shliach did carry out the shlichus properly on half of the pruta, so therefore for that half of pruta, the Baal Bais, the one who sent him, is ma'il. Since the Shliach carried out the Shlichus, the Baal Bais is chayav. But on the other half of pruta, since he didn't carry out the Shlichus properly, the Shliach was ma'il, as we can't be machayav the Mishaleach for the other half, since the Shliach did not carry out the Shlichus the way he was requested. So each one of them was ma'il on half of pruta, so we can't be machayav either one to bring a korban me'ilah, as you're not chayav to bring a korban me'ilah unless you are ma'il on an entire pruta. Avom amalo havi li b'chetya neros mimakom ploni. But if the Baal Bais gave a pruta shohegdus to the shliach and told him to use half the pruta to buy him neros from a certain place and half the money to buy psilos in a different place, v'halach be'evi lo neros mi beis psilos u'psilos mi beis neros hashliach mo, and the shliach was mishane the das of the Baal Bais. He didn't do what the Baal Bais requested. He bought the neros in the place where the Baal Bais told him to buy the psilos. Then he bought the psilos in the place that the Baal Bais told him to buy the neros. In such a case, the shliach would be chayav to bring a korban me'ilah. And since the shliach did not carry out the shlichus at all with that pruta, as he didn't buy the psilos or the neros in the place that he was requested to do, so the shliach is the one that was ma'al. We can't be machayav the person who sent it, since the shliach did not carry out the shlichus properly. So the shliach is the one that has to bring a korban me'ilah. So Baal Bais gives two prutos to a shliach, and it turns out that those two prutos are hegdus. Amar lo havi li esra, and the Baal Bais requested that the shliach should buy an esra with those two prutos. V'halach behavi lo v'pruta esra u'v'pruta rimo shneim al. And the shliach, instead of just buying an esra, he used one pruta to buy an esra, and with the other pruta he bought a pomegranate. Both the Baal Bais and the shliach are chayav to bring a korban me'ilah. And the Baal Bais is chayav to bring a korban me'ilah. And since he did use a pruta to buy an esrog, so for that esrog is considered a shliach of the Baal Bais, and therefore the Baal Bais is chayav to bring a korban me'ilah. But since with the other pruta he did not do as the Baal Bais requested, he bought a rimo midas atmo, so therefore the shliach was ma'al on that other pruta, and the shliach also has to bring a korban me'ilah. Now that which the Baal Bais has to bring a korban me'ilah, that's only if the esrog that he bought for the Baal Bais was really worth two pruta, just he got a good deal on it, and he bought it for only one pruta. But if the esrog was worth only the one pruta that he gave for it, in such a case the Baal Bais would not be ma'al at all. And the Baal Bais obviously wanted an esrog worth two pruta, since he gave two prutas for the purchase of the esrog, and he only got an esrog that's worth one pruta. So therefore the shliach was mishana the das of the Baal Bais. He didn't do as requested. So in such a case, only the shliach would be chayav to bring a korban me'ilah. But we're talking about in a case where the esrog was really worth the two prutas that the Baal Bais gave him, just he got a good deal and he bought it for only one pruta. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Baal Bais lo ma. Rabbi Yehuda says in this case that he used one pruta to buy an esrog and the other pruta to buy a rima, and the Baal Bais is not ma'al at all. Shehu Oimer lo esrog gadol hayiti mevakech vehevesali katan bara. The Baal Bais could say, I wanted an esrog gadol, a big esrog. I wanted you to spend the entire two prutas on an esrog, and you bought me a small bad esrog. And even though, as we said, the esrog was really worth two prutas, so how can the Baal Bais say that you bought me a katan vera? The answer is, And since obviously he got a good deal on the S-Rogue, had he spent the entire 2 Prutos on the S-Rogue, he would have gotten an even larger S-Rogue. So therefore, since the Babayev gave him 2 Prutos to buy an S-Rogue with, he obviously wanted him to spend the entire 2 Prutos on an S-Rogue. So even though he got an S-Rogue that's worth 2 Prutos, he could say, had he spent the entire 2 Prutos on an S-Rogue, he really would have gotten me a nice S-Rogue. So therefore, it's not considered that the Shliach carried out the Shlichus properly, so we can't be Mechai the Babayev of Korban Me'ilah. Only the Shliach would have to bring a Korban Me'ilah. Not on low Diner Zot. If the Babayev gave a Shliach a Diner Zot, which turned out to be Hegdah, Amar lo Havi li Chalav, and he requested that the Shliach should buy a shirt with the Diner Zot, V'holach v'hevi lo v'shlosha Chalav, u'v'shlosha Talas, Shnei Amalav. And the Shliach went with that Diner Zot, and instead of using the entire Diner Zot to buy a Chalav with, he instead used half of the Diner Zav, 3 Slam, which is half of the Diner Zav, to buy the Chalak, and with the other 3 Slam, he bought a Talis. Both the Shliach and the Babayas are Mile. And since with 3 Slam, he did carry out the Shliach, that he did buy a Chalak with that money, so therefore he carried out the Shliach of the Babayas, and Babayas is carried to bring a Korban Mila. But with the other 3 Slam, that he bought Midas Atmo a Talis, he didn't carry out the Shliach with those 3 Slam, and therefore the Shliach is the one that's hired to bring a Korban Mila for the 3 Slam that he bought a talis with. Now, even though the Babayev requested him to use the entire Diner Zav to buy a Chalak, and he used only half of it to buy a Chalak, again, we're talking in a case where the Chalak that he did buy was worth an entire Diner Zav. Just he got a good deal on it, he bought it for only 3 Slam. But if the Chalak was worth only 3 Slam, in such a case, the Babayev would not be Mal, as the Babayev wanted a Chalak worth an entire Diner Zav, not a Chalak that was worth only half a Diner Zav. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Baal Bayis Lo Mal. Rabbi Yehuda says in this case that he spent half the Diner Zav on a Chalav and half the Diner Zav on a Talis. The Baal Bayis would not have to bring a Korban Mila at all. Only the Shliach would have to bring a Korban Mila. Shehu Oimer Lo Chalav Gadol Hayiti Mevakeish Vehei Vesali Katam Bara. And the Baal Bayis can tell the Shliach, I want you to buy me a large Chalav and you bought me a small, poor Chalav. Now, even though, as we said, the Chalav was really worth the entire Diner Zav, just the Shliach got a good deal on it and spent only 3 Slam for the Chalak, even so, the Babayev could say, since I had earmarked that entire Diner Zav for a Chalak, had you used the entire Diner Zav to buy a Chalak, you really would have gotten me a nice Chalak, since he got a good deal on the Chalak. Had he spent the entire Diner Zav, he would have gotten a very large Chalak. So therefore, the Babayev can say, you didn't carry out the Shlichus properly at all. This is not the Chalak that I wanted. So therefore, since the Shliach did not carry out the Shlichus properly, the Shliach was mile on the entire Diner Zav, and only the Shliach has to bring a Korban Me'ilah.